on health, and we have with us a very special guest, Berthe Golden. We'd like to welcome you to the Better Living Radio program once again, Berthe.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, that's wonderful. I know you're no stranger to our...
...with the tea water, and what it really does is it gets made from completely dissolved, I mean, clear down to the ionic or molecule level. It's this completely dissolved fruits, vegetable protein. It's energized with sunlight. It has a purified water base, and it raises the electrical energy of the cells in the body. So it has the highest potential electrical energy score of any food or supplement on planet Earth. So if anything has been tested, Cell Power has the highest. It has a potential electricity or electrical potential reading of 6 million, where,
wow.
Where purified water would be 6,500. This is almost 1,000 times more electrical energy available for the body.
Wow. So Cell Power takes the lead ahead of any product on the market.
Oh, and we've tested it. You wouldn't believe how many things we've tested, but it's pretty amazing. The highest energy score for any food, fruits have more electrical energy than vegetables. And so you've got to work fruits into your diet somewhere. But the highest for raspberries that were freshly picked within just minutes was about 28,500. So that's really 100,000. So as you're eating fresh picked fruits and vegetables, all those are going to be higher than just purified water. But when you put the drops of Cell Power into your drinking water, it has the ability to raise the whole glass of drinking water from that. Well, say 7,000 for distilled water.
Yeah.
Up to 6 million within just seconds.
Wow.
1,000 times electrical energy. And what do you think the body uses electrical energy for? It's for everything. You know,
yeah,
a lot of
everything.
People say, well, you know, I am not, they think that they're not sleeping well because they're not tired enough. And actually, people do not sleep well if they don't have enough energy to be able to sleep. So you have to raise your energy. If you've ever been totally exhausted and a person goes home and they just kind of, you know, collapse on the couch or they sit in their favorite chair, but they're so exhausted they try to go to sleep and they can't, it's because they don't have enough electrical energy for the body to feel safe to go into sleep mode.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, so we've had people that put the drops of Cell Power or even Super Silica. Super Silica has a potential electrical energy reading of 3.5 million. So,
and you said
the world to mix the Cell Power, but with Cell Power, you put the drops in your water, you drink that, your energy is increased, and then you're able to fall asleep.
Okay. Now, all right, so we're looking at energy, and energy is utilized for everything in the body. How does this translate into building resistance against disease and or even, let's say, cancer, for example? Everybody is afraid of cancer. And what does it all this energy have to do with helping to counteract cancer?
I can't believe you asked that question. That's just what I was going to talk about, Peter. That's amazing. If our electrical energy drops, that's where we're susceptible to everything from bacterial infections, viruses, none of those things can even enter into our system, can make it into the body, unless there's low energy levels. It's the same thing with cancer. With any severe disease, the body doesn't have enough electrical energy. If you can raise the energy of the body, you'll do so much better. We've had people that thought, you know, what kind of good nutrition need to have if I'm going through cancer treatment? And it's like, well, you need to make sure you have really good nutrition that raises the energy level. That would be as many fresh picked fruits as you possibly could. Vegetables over breads or grains are because it's a higher energy level, and especially things like Cell-Power Supersilica in your drinking water, because you need the electrical energy for the body to even begin to heal. Mm-hmm. And the immune system has to have the highest form of energy, which is from hydrogen ions. So what Cell-Power does is it helps, when you put the drops in your drinking water, it helps the body to be able to more easily and more quickly split the water molecule into two hydrogen ions and one oxygen ion. That's the H2O. So when you get that H2O and you split it up, the oxygen obviously helps raise the oxygenation level, but the hydrogen is the ammunition. It's the it's what powers your immune system. So if your immune system is not functioning correctly, it's not because it has too much energy. It's because it doesn't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
Even that, a lot of times we say, oh, these children have too much energy, and you can tell it's from them eating white refined sugar, you know, some kind of bad sugar, and they're just, like, they're just running around bouncing off the walls. That's not because they have too much energy. It's because they're kind of in panic mode, the same way as if you were running away from a vicious dog or something. But it doesn't mean that the sugar raises your energy. It lowers it, in fact.
Right, right, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, we have a saying in the realm of body chemistry that when the reserve energy level drops below 30, that's when disease show up.
Yeah.
So the lower the reserve energy, the more disease prone a person becomes, you know.
Don't you wish everybody understood that? That's when you don't dissipate your energy. I mean, if you're trying to recover from an illness, and a lot of people say, oh, no, I've got to get out and I've got to run 4 miles a day because I have to exercise every day. That's one of the worst things you can do when you're trying to recover from an illness. You need to be
able
to conserve your energy and to rest up and lie in the sunshine, because the sun hitting your skin will raise your energy level.
Wow, you know, that's one of the things we encourage folks to do. There's a time for exercise and there's a time to rest, and very few people know the difference, you know. So when we teach people how to care for themselves, we have them to rest and drink the fluids for a good while until certain things happen. So that's the same concept. Now, I'm looking at cancer, degenerative condition here that's quite popular in our area, in this county of Tennessee, Benton. And so I'm still trying to understand now. So a person has cancer, they're low energy, they're eating good, they're taking Cell-Power, which is giving them lots of energy. What usually happen then if their body is getting all this amount of energy from Cell-Power as well as the food? What happens?
Well, it's the same thing that happens if you get sufficient energy from anything else. We've talked about sunshine. We've talked about drinking really clean water. So tap water, or a lot of times well water, if it's not purified using reverse osmosis or something, it just doesn't qualify. But we get energy from rest and sleep. But even if you can't sleep, you should still close your eyes and rest and pretend that you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. You get it from sunshine, you get it from sleep or rest, you get it from good clean water. And with Cell-Power, it allows you to increase that. Since you put, you have a 16-ounce glass of distilled water and you put 5 drops of Cell-Power in it, and it raises the electrical potential by about 1,000 times. So what that means is that you're getting all of the available energy of drinking 1,000 glasses of water.
Mm.
So you still need to have a minimum amount of water that you drink each day. Say 6 to 8 glasses, the 16-ounce glasses would be ideal if it's pure, clean water. But the Cell-Power allows you to have more available energy. So what happens? You'll find that the body can recover from intense exercise much more quickly.
Okay.
The healing can happen much more quickly. It just means it's just like electricity powering anything. If you don't have very much electricity going to a machine, it doesn't work properly. Maybe it doesn't work at all.
Mm-hmm.
And there are parts of the body, in order to function properly, have to have that sufficient electricity level. So we find that people are breathing more easily.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking more clearly. I don't know, Peter. What have you experienced?
What I've found, some customers coming into the store, let's say some of them on chemo, and they're taking the cell power. They have told us that they have been able to go through the chemo with a very minimal, if any, side effect. No loss of hair. Their blood work remained perfect. Their energy level remains very good. And they're able to go through the chemo with just a minimal amount of side effects from the chemo, as bad as that thing is.
Yes, and so many people that are having those kinds of treatments are feeling nauseous.
Right, no nausea.
They just don't want to maybe eat regular foods, but you mm-hmm. can still raise your energy levels by having the good purified or distilled water with the cell power or the super silica drops in it. Now, mm-hmm. even super silica brings the water energy level up to 3.5 million within just a few seconds.
Wow.
I mean, that's at 3.5 million, that's like more than 100 times more than even fresh picked fruit.
Wow. I can imagine what happens when you combine both of these things here. Now, what is the dosage on the cell power that is most beneficial therapeutically?
Well, you know, on the label it says that the directions you need to follow are 5 drops in a glass of purified or distilled water, 16-ounce glass. And you can do that up to 6 times a day, and that's where a lot of people need to be, is at 6 servings means that you're getting 30 drops total in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do each of the servings individual. At 30 drops for adults with the 6 servings in a day is where you really start to see a difference and feel a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, some people will do just one dose, one serving, which is 5 drops of cell power, and they're feeling okay if they're generally a healthy person and not having any energy issues.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get that full 6 servings for an adult, and sometimes you have to build up gradually over a few days.
Right.
And others can go right to that, but that's going to be really important. And you can do one serving of the 5 drops in a glass of water for every 5 years of age for children.
Okay.
So a 5-year-old can do one serving, a 10-year-old could do 2 servings.
Okay.
You know, so the directions are on the bottle. They're very general, but that gives you the guidelines.
All right, let's talk for a moment about super silica. All right. What exactly is super silica?
Super silica it's an energized formula. It's very similar to cell power, but it has the essential trace mineral silica in the very, very smallest size, particle size. So these particles are absorbable right into the body. I mean, you can drink a glass of water. It would be 16 ounces with 15 drops of super silica. And with that, Peter, as you drink that, mm-hmm. you'll start to get the silica right into your system and go into the cells where it's needed. Within just about 5 to 10 minutes, it'll start reaching the whole body.
Now, there are different levels of silica deficiency. Some are very common. Some people don't like. What are some of the levels of deficiencies of the silica, the mineral silica?
The most severe levels of silica deficiency is when a person's having problems with their immune system.
Okay.
We found that what's called an autoimmune response, where it seems like the body's immune system is attacking its own its own body, its own cells, has to do with severe deficiencies of silica, and many scientists have been able to see this. Also, extreme exhaustion, where a person is trying to... We had one person we were working with. I'm a clinical nutritionist, as you know, Peter, and so working with people in a clinical setting, we had one person that was sleeping or in bed for 20 to 21 hours a day. They could only get up for a short amount of time. They were just really, really exhausted, and they weren't able to get the electricity to all the cells. The silica particles are needed for proper nerve transmission and proper energy transmission through the body. So that's a very, very severe, that's a minus 9 silica deficiency in terms of how serious it is if you are totally exhausted, something like a chronic fatigue or an Epstein-Barr type situation. Other things that are very serious, minus 8 would be irregular heartbeats. With minus 7, it has to do with the brain not functioning. It turns out that out of all the cells in the body, every single cell in the human body, in order to be alive, must have silica in the cell. So if you lose all of the silica out of any individual cell of the body, that cell can't function. It dies. But the cells in the human body that have the highest levels of silica and really need more are the macula cells of the eye, right in the center of the retina, has the highest, and the second highest is in the brain tissue. So if you don't have enough of the brain tissue, it's difficult to think clearly. Even such things as bipolar disorder and short-term memory loss or Alzheimer's, all of those things have to do with a silica deficiency. It's easy for scientists to measure that. They'll go in and measure the silica level in brain tissue if they're able to get a sample of that with when they're doing their research and find out that if a person is having brain problems, it's there are also low levels of silica, much lower than what would be natural or normal.
Now, what about, what level would you put, let's say, fibroids?
Yes, that's all the way down at minus 10, along with autoimmune, is where fibroids. It turns out that if the body can't, if it doesn't have enough silica, then fibroids begin to develop. And when you start getting enough silica into your body, either through a supplement like Super Silica, which is the most absorbable of all the supplements that we've tested, or whether you're increasing your diet, as soon as you get enough silica in the foods you eat, things like brown rice,
horsetail, the herb, horsetail is one source of silica, I think.
Yes. The horsetail is a little bit more difficult for humans to absorb, but it's really easy for a lot of animals in the animal kingdom. Koala bears and cattle and horses can get their silica from horsetail, but it's really difficult to absorb. I mean, you can get some from there, but the foods that you would eat would include raw cabbage coleslaw, Brazil nuts, whole wheat, and a lot of people are not eating whole wheat bread anymore, whole wheat pancakes, and so they're not able to get the silica. In that case, Super Silica is a wonderful supplement that allows you to get the silica. Another silica deficiency level we've talked about, Peter, is minus 5, so it's not quite as critical as brain issues, but at minus 5 you start being that there are varicose veins and spider veins will become apparent on the legs and the ankles around the knees, and that is just showing that there's not enough silica to maintain the structure of the veins and arteries.
Wow. You know, Bert, it is amazing. What level do you get gray hair, silica?
That can happen anywhere from level 1 or 2 all the way down to 10. The gray hair usually will not clear up and go away and go back to your natural hair color until your body has already replaced the silica to all of the critical areas.
Okay.
It's very unusual that the gray hair will go away when you're taking silica and still have irregular heartbeats or arrhythmias or tachycardia. Usually the body will go ahead and move the silica to where it's needed with the heart muscle or with the nerves next to the heart long before it will use to put it back into the hair. And our emergency supply of silica is maintained in the hair of the body.
Okay.
That's why we have, you know, all this hair on the head, because it's only about an eighth of an inch away from the brain. So when you need to get silica to the brain immediately, you don't have to go, you know, not like running out to the store that's 50 miles away. You know, it's like walking downstairs and going next door to get what you need. And that's why you have so much hair on the head, because the brain needs it so much. And it's close to the eyes or the eyebrows and the eyelashes, because you're going to need silica for the eyes.
Okay, that's wonderful. And we're out of time, Bert. But just 30 seconds here, summarize what you'd like for the listeners to hear. They're hearing about cell power and super silica. What do I do? Which one do I try?
Well,
speak to the listener.
I would encourage them to come into your store and take advantage of all your expertise. And I would say, if you want the highest energy, start with cell power. If you notice that you have those silica deficiencies that we've talked about, you may want to start with super silica.
All right. Thank you very much, Bert. It's always been a pleasure interviewing you on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll talk with Bert again another time, president of Positive Power Nutrition in California. Listeners, join us next week at the same time as we continue our discussion on health. God bless you.
Thank you so much. And I do want to remind our listeners that you have a question.
Okay.
Hey, cells and water this week.
Huh?
Cells and water. That was
yes, sir. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, Bert, that was good, and we will see what goes on for October, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Peter.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So, Bert's in California.
Yes, sir. Sunny Sacramento, California.
Oh, he's in the big city, man.
Yeah, he sure is, man. I got one of this brochure here on the stuff we just talked about, so you can look at it.
Okay, cool. So, Bert listens to the catfish sometimes?
No, I was telling somebody else I was talking to tune in and listen on the catfish radio.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
This person is in Arizona. Told her to tune in.
Well, that's really neat. You got listeners across the United States.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. Get them to tune in, man.
That's a good thing that we've done here.
Yeah.
On my phone, when I'm out of town, I can go to TuneIn and I can listen to Catfish or WRJB.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really good. The connection's good. The sound's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. Trading Post coming on today. I got a few items.
Sure. Okay. Do we go ahead and write them down?